Radio.com.
You're listening to The Right Radio.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
The Salad. Fun, informative, interactive radio.
One, two, three, oh, welcome to the salad. Thanks for listening today. I really have a lot of things that I would like to say. It's a funny, informative radio show featuring lots of things you really want to know. So it's, yeah, it's time to get on with the show.
Yes, you're listening to The Salad.
Hello, everybody. That's right. Welcome once again to The Salad. Are we all doing okay? I hope we're doing well. We certainly are here. Now then, what's on the show today? Well, of course, we have a very exciting program coming up. What do we have? Well, of course, we have our customary salad news bits, news from around the world. Where are we going? Well, you shall find out in just a few seconds to find out. Enterarse. That's right, to find out in just a few seconds. Now, what else do we have coming up on the program? Well, we also have very vocabulary coming up on the program. We shall be putting your high-level vocabulary to the test.
High-level!
That's right, your high-level vocabulary. How much do you know? Well, we shall find out after we put you to the test on very vocabulary. But right now, salad listeners, it's time for Salad News Bits. Hello and welcome to Salad News Bits, news from around the world. Now, here comes our headline for today. Are you ready? Tajik taxis ban hugs and kisses. That's right. Tajik taxis ban hugs and kisses, salad listeners. So hugs, what's a hug? Un abrazo. You can say hugs, you know, if you're sending somebody a birthday card. Possibly an email, but maybe not so much at work. Hugs, you know, un abrazo, a hug. I suppose you could if you know the person very well. Okay. So in this case, Tajik taxis ban. So to ban is to prohibit. That's right, prohibir. They ban hugs and kisses. You're thinking, what? Yes, so Tajik taxis ban hugs and kisses. We're going over live to the Tajik capital right now, where we have, let me see, Yuri Brennan. Yes, he's live in the Tajik capital of Dushanbe. Now then, can you hear me, Yuri?
Yes, Dave, I can hear you. Some taxi drivers in the Tajik capital of Dushanbe have had enough of passengers kissing on the back seat and have put up signs banning such displays of public affection.
Now then, so not all taxi drivers. But some taxi drivers in Dushanbe, the Tajik capital, they've had enough. Están hartos. You can, if you're fed up, you can say, estoy harto, I've had enough. So they've had enough of kissing on the back seat of taxis. And they've put up signs banning such displays of public affection. Now, if you put up a sign, can you actually stop people doing it? And how is that working out? Is that successful?
Right, well, what I can tell you is the usual signs of discouraging smoking, drinking, and listening to loud music have been joined by images of couples embracing or hugging, you say, Dave?
Ah, yes, it's true. So in taxis, you might see signs with a red cross in the middle. Yeah, discouraging. So, discouraging or banning smoking, listening to loud music, you know, drinking, etc. Maybe eating even in a taxi, but also banning couples embracing. So to embrace, abrazar, or to hug, we can say to cuddle. These are different ways we can say abrazar. Oh.
Yes, that's right. Now, of course, this has caught people's attention, and it has divided public opinion for and against the drivers. Now, yes, I spoke to someone, and I have some information here that says only about 10% of Dushanbe drivers, or taxi drivers, or cabbies, I believe you can say.
Yes, you can say a cabbie. For example, like Cabify, a cabbie is a taxi driver. So only about 10% of taxi drivers have banned kissing. Is that what you're going to say?
Yes, that's right. Only about 10% have banned the kissing. But see, it has an increasingly common trend. So it's something that, worries some people but not others. Now then, so what's going to happen? Some locals deplore the move, especially if passengers are married, and worry that it poses a threat to personal freedom.
Okay. So not everyone agrees. You know, some people, you know, they're slightly outraged, indignados, outraged by such a move, and say it's, it's a threat, una amenaza, to public freedom. What do you think, salad listeners? If you can't hug someone in the back seat, is that a threat to personal expression and public freedom?
Right. So I've been speaking to some people, and some people said nothing wrong with a couple holding hands in a taxi. You know, decent people know how to behave in public. One passenger I spoke to today said. And, someone else said taxi driving with their jobs, you know, as public shows of affection are perfectly legal.
Of course, it's perfectly legal to hug or to cuddle your partner, you know, anywhere, taxis included. So some people say taxi drivers should just do their jobs.
Cabbies or taxi drivers complain that some people go much further. That's right. So, you know, they don't like to see that, really. Another person has installed a sign but expects passengers to show some respect, you know, as a matter of course. So there you have it, Many Tajiks agree that taxi drivers should be able to set standards, as a taxi is their place of work. Now I spoke to one person who's involved in the taxi industry who said, of our 100 drivers, only 2 or 3 have put up signs. And their company has no plans to make it a policy.
So this is kind of personal, depending on the taxi driver, but not necessarily the taxi company's policy, política. That's right, policy, la política de empresa, we say company policy.
That's right. So, but, you know, generally people were saying, well, our society does not really accept kissing in public places. And some drivers have got upset by it. And I spoke to someone from the Consumer Union who said taxis are only obliged to ferry their passengers to their destination. and can set any restrictions as long as they do not contradict the law. That's right. Passengers who feel the right to public intimacy has been violated in any ways can always complain to the police. That's what authorities say. So, yes, Tashik taxis, they ban hugs and kisses. Not all of them, I have to say, only around 10%. So here from the Tashik capital, Dushanbe, back to the safe.
Now then, salad listeners, what do you think? So, hugging in a taxi or a cab, we can say. What do you think about that? Obviously, in some cultures, maybe it's an open display of public affection, and they don't feel completely comfortable by that. But anyway, it's divided opinion. You heard it here on The Salad.
Very vocabulary.
Now then, very vocabulary. Yes, it's time, well, for us to put your vocabulary to the test. Do you have a broad vocabulary? Let's find out. This is all pretty high level today.
High level!
Well, you know, some words more than others, of course. You either know it or you don't. So let's put your vocabulary to the test today, salad listeners. Are you ready? We've brought in our grammar expert, Alan Parsons. He's created a wonderful vocabulary list to put you to the test. This is the interactive part of the program. So interact with us here, listeners. See how broad, amplio, your vocabulary is. This is very vocabulary. Are you ready for our first word? Here it comes. Over to you, Alan.
Efficaf.
What do you think? Anybody? Effective. That's right. Eficiente, efficient. Efficaz, effective. Now, it's surprising how many people forget that word. I'm sure everyone knows this. Okay? Efficaz. Her methods were very effective. What an effective way of dealing with customer complaints, etc. Okay? Let's have another one, please.
Lesión.
What do you think on a lesión? Anybody?
Injury.
Ah, yes, lesión, injury. That's right, he suffered an injury in the accident. So, lesionarse, to get injured. Estar lesionado, to be injured. Una lesión, an injury, salad listeners. Okay, is that clear? Okay, let's have another one, please.
Dagual.
Anybody, what do you think? Dagual? It doesn't matter. Dagual. It doesn't matter. Okay? Now, sometimes people confuse, you know, it doesn't matter, I don't care. Dagual, I don't care, I don't mind, but it doesn't matter. Is that clear? Dagual, it doesn't matter. Okay, let's have another one.
No vale la pena.
No vale la pena. What do you think? It's not worth it. So worth is valer. ¿Cuánto vale? How much is it worth? That's right. It's not worth it. And if I want to say vale la pena, it's worth it. Now then. So remember, to be worth plus gerund. It's like vale la pena hacer algo. Merece la pena hacer algo. It's to be worth doing. Ah, so it's worth going. It's worth visiting. That film is worth seeing, etc. Okay? So it's not worth it. No vale la pena. Vale la pena. It's worth it. Let's have some more vocabulary.
Right, okay. Por si acaso.
I think you know this one, salad listeners. Por si acaso. Just in case. So just in case. That's right, okay. I'm not going to make any Justin jokes, but yeah. Just in case. That's right, por si acaso.
Avería.
Avería. Una avería. Anybody? A breakdown. That's right. Averiar, averiarse, to break down. My car broke down on the way to work this morning. Now then, a breakdown has different meanings. You could have a malfunction. Sounds more technical to me. Systems malfunction. Weep, beep, beep. Systems malfunction. But, you know, that's more technical, but a breakdown. So a breakdown, so it can be averia, it can also be desglose. You know, I need a breakdown of the sales figures in Q3. Un desglose. Or you can have a nervous breakdown, ataque de nervios, a nervous breakdown. Okay, so avería, breakdown, malfunction. Okay, you're listening to Very Vocabulary. Now then, are you ready for some more? Let's keep testing our vocabulary here.
Right, okay. En general.
En general. Anybody? In general. You can say that, in general. Yeah, in general, you know, I don't like, in general, I don't like cheese. That's not my case. I'm lactose intolerant. I do like cheese. I just can't really eat it. Okay, you can also say on the whole. That's right, on the whole. So rather than just saying in general, you're in your comfort zone, you can break out of your comfort zone and say, on the whole. Yeah, on the whole, I wasn't really happy with my presentation. In general, on the whole, didn't really enjoy the match, you know? So on the whole. So it's good to reach out a little bit, break out of your comfort zone. In general, on the whole. Okay? Now then, are you interacting? Are you interacting with us here? Are you translating these, practicing your English with us here? I hope so. Let's have some more vocabulary.
Right, okay. Perseverante.
Perseverante. Well, persevering. Persevering. Yes, wow, yeah. He's very persevering. You know, she was very persevering, and in the end, she managed to get a discount. Perseverante, persevering, salad listeners. Yeah, pretty high level, I would say.
High level!
Let's have another one.
Right, okay. Obra de teatro.
Ah, obra de teatro. This came up. Surgió. It came up in my class this morning, and my student didn't know this one. It's come up a few times. So, obra de teatro. We say a play. That's right. So, a play is an obra de teatro. That's right. Un juego is a game. Okay, so a play. Yeah, so a very interesting play. My favorite Shakespeare play, obra de teatro. Okay, good. Let's have some more, please.
Right, okay. Independientemente de.
Wow, that's a long word. Independientemente de. That's a long word, don't you think? What do you think? In English? Independently of. Nope. Regardless. That's right. So, but regardless of your opinion, I think we should go ahead with plan C. Okay. Regardless of what he said, I'm going to do it. So, independientemente de, regardless of. Okay, salad listeners. It's a good one. Let's keep going.
Comentario con crítica.
Comentario con crítica. So, obviously, comentario is a comment. Yes, like YouTubers. If you enjoyed this video, please leave a comment in the box below. That's right, a comment. But here, con crítica, a remark. Yeah, well, you know, I didn't really like, his remark wasn't constructive. So, comentario con crítica. That's right. Also, to remark, but he remarked. he stated, but the idea is it's a little bit critical. Okay? It's a remark in this case. Okay, let's have another one.
Compañero de habitación.
Compañero de habitación. Okay. What do you think? Well, roommate. Room, habitación. Compañero o amigo? Something like that. Mate. Roommate. But I think there are some hotels called roommates, aren't there? Compañero de habitación. Y compañero de piso? Flatmates. Mis compañeros del trabajo? My workmates. You can, some people say colleagues, but workmates. You know? That's right. I went out for a drink with my workmates. Okay, let's have another one.
Sarcasmo.
Sarcasmo. What do you think? Sarcasm. That's right. Because sometimes the chasms and the asms and the isms have an extra vowel sound. So sarcasm. That's right. Okay? Sarcasm. So sarcasmo, the pronunciation sarcasm with the accent on the A there. Sarcasm. That's right. How are you getting on? Did you know all of these? Are you making a note of these? Albeit mental, I hope so. This is very vocabulary.
Right, okay, let's keep going here, Dave. Culebra.
Culebra. Anyone? I would just say snake. A snake. Una culebra, they're quite small, aren't they? De agua, water snake. But in general, just a snake. Serpiente is also a snake. Una culebra, a snake. I saw a snake in the garden.
Next, etapa.
Oh, etapa. That's right. Well, if you're watching the Tour de France or the Vuelta a España, I would say stage. That's right. On this mountain stage, or even stages of my life. It's an interesting stage of his career. Etapa, stage. Also, stages de escenario, stage, backstage, etc. But, you know, stages are una etapa. That's right. Stage. Okay, let's have some more, please.
Los años 50.
Los años 50. The 50s. That's right. The 50s. Los años 60, the 60s. Los años 20, the 20s. You get the idea, salad listeners, okay? The 50s. Okay, let's have some more, please.
Cooperar.
Cooperar. To cooperate. Okay, that's too easy, isn't it? To cooperate. Yes, well, yes, this new client is cooperating with us on our new marketing strategy. So to cooperate. Not cooperate, cooperate. That's right.
Financiar.
To finance. That's right, to finance. Someone too, not too difficult, to finance.
Influir en.
Influir en, what do you think? To influence, but not in or anything, that's just to influence, there's no preposition, so to influence. Wow, you know, this guy influenced me a lot. That's right. Let's keep going, just have a few more left. This is the home straight, la recta final.
Reconocer.
To recognize.
Dar la mano.
What do you think? Agitar, to shake hands. That's right, to shake hands.
Desacelerar, ir más despacio.
Despacio is slow, the verb to slow down. You should slow down here, to slow down.
Traducir.
We know this, don't we? To translate. Could you translate this for me? He translated the document very badly to translate. We have two more left. Let's have the penultimate one.
Confiar en, fiarse de.
To trust, not to trust in me. You can say that, sounds very poetic, but just trust me. I trusted him, you know. Okay, and the last one.
Voluntad.
Voluntad. That's right. Translate that into perfect English to go out on a high note. Salir por la puerta grande, voluntad. Will. That's right. That's my will. Now, estar dispuesto to be willing to do something. Voluntad, will. Thanks very much, Alan. This has been Very Vocabulary. Now then, salad listeners, I'm sorry to say we've run out of time once again. That's right. To run out of quedarse sin. We've run out of time once again, so we'll have to leave it there. Remember the salad every day on Vaughan Radio, 7:30 p.m. So we'll see you tomorrow.
Ay, ay, la pasiva. Ah, no. Espera, esto es el reporte de Speech. ¿Y este frase al ver? To get off, to get...
Tanto pensar, tanto pensar.
Deja de estudiar y empieza a aprender. Stop studying and start learning.
Apúntate en nuestra web, grupobaugan.com.
Entre 4 y 9 años, les esperamos en todos los centros Baugan de España.
La Neurona Summit 2019 llega a Madrid para dar respuesta a la transformación empresarial. El próximo martes 15 de octubre en el Centro de Convenciones Norte de Feria de Madrid. Un macroevento repleto de ponencias y paneles temáticos en materia de finanzas, recursos humanos, marketing, ventas, IT, autónomos, pymes. Inscríbete gratis. Summits.laneurona.com.
Si lo que quieres es resolver en inglés y